Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. It is today, Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and I'm excited to be here. I'm glad so many of you are already here and that our calling list is filling up. You're learning. The sooner you get on the list, the better your chances are of getting a reading. So I want to thank all of our blog talkers who are here. They're coming to us from faraway places, too. Sweden, I see so far. Excuse me. Florida. Other places like that, London. Yep, we got our folks. They're all joining us. So I want to remind everybody, we're going to use ordinary playing cards for these readings. And we don't want you to misinterpret that to mean tarot cards. Some people do, and it's not. I love tarot cards. I think they're absolutely beautiful. But we're using ordinary playing cards. And also, we are not using oracle cards for readings. Of course, Jim is going to give you a healing angel card at the conclusion of your reading with me. So I want to say welcome. Glad you're here. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our readings today during the show. It's my preferred way, actually the same layout that I would use in private sessions, and I do. And it gives me a chance to really get a look at your life, what's going on, you know, what your current state of mind is, really, state of heart, state of mind. So I just wanted to mention to you all, I'll need a minute or so to get the layout ready to go. And now I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also like to remind all of our folks out there listening and watching, if you are international, anytime during the show, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we got Laura from London, Sophia's in Sweden, and I think that's it for international folks. Louise is here also from the UK. I think we've hit on all the international folks that are here presently. More will show likely. And Rachel has just rolled in from the other side of the world in Australia. Yeah. G'day. G'day, Mike. All right. Let's see. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you dial that number, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. You should be able to hear the show. If we're running a little bit late, you'll hear the whole music still for a little bit late starting like we were today. Only like maybe a minute. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, call again. That's always the best way to fix that problem. And it could happen even while you're on hold. All of a sudden it goes silent. That means something failed. Okay, let's see here. Facebookers, we'll see what we can do to turn to you. No promises on times, frequencies, or anything like that. You just got to hang out. Be ready to rock. Be ready to roll. When we do turn the show over to you folks, it'll be very clear. So don't think I missed it, and don't just call in. Once in a while, somebody tries the messenger in, and we're not ready. We have to hang up because it doesn't have a queue system. If it had a queue system, we'd let you stack it up. It'd be cool, but it doesn't. All right, regardless of what kind of reading you're getting, when you hear the harps, the angels playing the harps, that is a sign, like Deb said earlier, that your reading is coming to a conclusion. Well, in fact, I mean, I'm not going to bullshit. If we hear the harps, your reading's done, all right? And we're going to give you a single angel card before we move on to the next person getting a free reading. Tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. These are very good. Nothing wrong with a little healing from the angels. Yes. I think that, and they're not super long, and it's written in good English. not like some of the cards we have.
Well, they try.
I mean, they did better than I could doing their language, but I would not take that job saying, oh, I'm very fluent in English, and then put that kind of crap out.
Well, English is difficult. There's so many words that, you know, can be spelled the same, like read and read.
Yeah, but that's not the mistakes they're making. They're not putting the wrong words down. It's just not proper flow in English and grammar is all.
Okay, fine.
Which is fine. I mean, they're pretty fluent, but not enough to get a job and put all the cards that are being sold abroad. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I believe we should go to our callers. You know, we're going to area code. First caller is 216 in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show. Caller number one.
Hello there. Glad to have
Hello.
You with us. And your name, please?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm relaxing tonight. Oh, boy. Just tired, working a lot. So I hope both of you are doing well, first of all.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Is it real hot where you are?
The last couple of days it has been. Now, today it's not real hot. Yeah. It's just kind of moderate. It's very comfortable, relaxing.
That's good. We were like 95 today.
Yeah, we didn't quite make it there, but it was supposed to have gotten to 95.
Yeah.
Not in our city.
It
varies because of the ocean and where you are in relation to the ocean. It could change. But, yeah, and that's actually pretty normal for us in July. We've been spoiled. June was mild, and we got spoiled. So what brings you to the table?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay, I just put my volume up. It was kind of low. I couldn't hear you. So my question to you is today, the first week of August, that's only 2 weeks away. Think about it. I'm having my mid-review. It's that time again. I want to see what you see. I did get a good review last year. I hope it's going to be the same. I guess, like, what you're picking up in the next, like, 60 days at my job. How's that? Is that easy for you?
Okay. Yeah, we can look at that.
That's pretty sweet, actually. That's nice. The next couple months.
You need a few pops in there.
So I would say in the next couple months.
Message from Pat.
Oh, you shouldn't have read it now.
Well, it popped up.
Yes. Well, anyway, can I just get ready to do your cards here very shortly?
Okay. Thank you.
That you do? Yep. You know, just a minute.
I'm sitting here with my eyes closed. Oh, my gosh. Just trying to relax.
Okay. Let's see what we can do.
All right. I am multitasking. Also, we got another person rolling in here.
All right. 1 minute.
Oh, it's okay. You do whatever you need to do.
Well, we got some bad news just before the show. Jim, maybe you
threw me into the toilet land, Deb, there with that. Oh, hey, let me tell you some jokes while I'm here. Deb just threw me right out there where I can't really jump in and do anything now.
You got bad news? I'm so sorry.
It wasn't personally to us. It was to somebody, a friend. They had some bad news.
Everybody on Facebook knows her.
Yeah, they had some bad news. It wasn't us personally, but, you know, it's still, you know, it's bad news is bad news. It's not good news. Imagine that's why they call it bad.
You mean it's someone who calls in all the time?
Yeah, that's a regular. So, all right, well, your cards are now going down. Going down. We shall see what we shall see. Well, yeah, it is that mid-year review thing, I think. Mine is kind of a formality. I'm supposed to fill something out, and
Pat,
I think I'm late even on it.
To Rachel, Pat.
I didn't know that I was supposed to say that, so I didn't. That's all. That's why I don't reveal things unless somebody says it's okay. All right. Go. There. Cards down.
I do hope whatever the bad news is, it works out okay.
Thank you. What I see for you in the next 60 days is it should go pretty smoothly for you. In fact, I'm perceiving I'm seeing him as tall, dark, and handsome, just as cliched as that is. There's a new love interest coming mm-hmm. for you. Hotness all around him. Yes. Yes. And stay out of the fray. It looks like there's going to be a lot of discussion, maybe rumor. The rumor mill will be churning. And you just want to make sure you remain Switzerland. I feel that there's some news coming. Yeah, go ahead.
I call it the petty pool. It'll work. It's called the petty pool. I stay out of it. It's all petty crap.
What a good idea. People. I like the sound of that.
Most of that kind of stuff is.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, actually. She's typing.
Yeah, actually, I think that it's a really good idea because if you say anything or give any opinions or put anything out there, you're going to get quoted. And you know what happens with quotes. They can be taken out of context. They can be, distorted. So just, kind of nod, smile, and walk on by. So, I think it's going to be I think that your review will go nicely for you. I don't see how it couldn't. You are held in very high esteem by those you work generally among and those you work for. You are like a model employee, Sharon. You really are. Others are jealous of you even because you go about your work in such a manner that it looks flawless in the execution of it.
I try.
And I bet you're going to have a great healing.
It is a healing angel card, and the subject is healing. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
I, the angel of healing, they don't say who they are, which one, am with you right now. Feel my presence and my unwavering love for you. I have loved you before the dawn of time, and I will love you for all eternity.
I think that's a good one, huh?
You got that going for you.
Thank you so much, both of you. That was a really nice answer. Like I said, it's 2 weeks away. That's like a snap of a finger.
It is.
And thank you. I will give opinions. Everybody give opinions. Keep them to myself. You're right.
It's right. The best you can do is stay out of it.
And most of the time, they don't do any good. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for holding.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You have a good one. Stay cool. That's all I say this time of year. Stay cool. Because sometimes it's hard to do that, depending on what you got for a job here. All righty then. Let's see.
Just give me a minute.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Folks are on hold. We got you. Got you in the queue. We keep track. We actually physically see you when you're holding. So it's not like when you call in the government where they don't really give two shits how many people are holding. We see you. You know, the order. I keep track of an order because block doesn't necessarily put them in a good order. I don't know how it figures out order, but so I keep an order. So we know who's next and who's where and what's what. And
remember when we first started? What a mess it was.
And when we first started,
it
actually showed how long the people have been holding, which was beautiful. Then I knew who was first and who wasn't. Now it doesn't show hold time until I put them back on mute. And then it's like, I don't really care. At that point, they've already had a reading. So these two people don't show. So that's why I keep track.
Cannot be trusted. You earn your keep.
Well, it's only fair.
Clearly,
the folks that have been there the longest be the next. You don't want anybody taking cuts in line like they used to say. All right, we're going to 703. That's going to be in our Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hi, C. Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Welcome in.
Oh, I don't know. I've been better. I think I'm going to have some more surgery, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
The
surgery I had apparently didn't work, so I got to have a couple tests and maybe some more surgery. We'll have to see.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
It's always something, as Rosanna Dana.
I know.
Yeah.
Rosanna Dana. I know.
That's a blast from the past, boy, 70s.
Yeah, boy, you know, when she passed away, what was his name? Gene
Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, he almost crawled in that grave.
Hilda Radner was her name.
Yeah.
Yep,
I know.
They were like two peas in a pod.
Two peas. So, Andrea, what's on our agenda?
I did not get the job with the government, and I emailed the other lady that I had a second interview with, and she said they were still finalizing things. They were going to reach out by Monday. Well, today's Tuesday. I didn't hear back, so I don't know if I'll get that job, but I have another possibility. I had like a second interview Friday, and I guess they're going to do interviews all week and then reach out to people next week for an in-person interview. But I don't know how that goes.
This is turning.
I'm on a roll somewhere.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know.
So,
do you still think I have a chance with that interview I had last week, or do you think the one coming up would be better, or something else?
Well, we'll take a look and see what we can get.
The good thing is you have lots of irons in the fire, so that you have.
I know. I'm trying, man. I'm trying. This job just sucks. I'm trying.
Smart thing to do. People say, oh, it's always great when a door opens and things get better. Well, you have lots of doors that could open, and that helps your chances, you know.
Yeah, and everybody's got to remember, and I should always put this out there, that what my cards show is potential. You know, potential isn't always everything, because others are making choices that bring change to their lives that impact your life all the time. But when the potential is there, I think I'm kind of confusing it for everybody. That's mean that I can't give you a solid, this is cast in iron.
It's the way the cards are pointing to favorable things right now, because...
Well, we all have free will, so you can decide to do what you want to do.
And there's
have a plan B.
Well, always have. It's always, the more plans you have, the better. Yep, that is the thing in life.
My plan B and plan C is to keep looking, just because those two job interviews looked really promising. I still have a plan B. So that's how I got this other interview, because I was, you know, still looking. That's my plan B, is just to keep on looking.
And without contingency plans, we're sunk.
Yeah, or you don't want to put everything up on lottery ticket, basically.
And especially if you're an overthinker. Then you think, you're always saying, if this happens, then. If this happens, then.
Yep.
And you've got, you know, backup and everything.
I always say plan for the worst and hope for the best. That way you got something. You're not going to sink, or, you know what, you'll swim.
Well, I really feel, and I bet, Andrew, you're tired of hearing me say this.
Cliche?
I really feel the golden ticket is on its way to you, for sure.
Yeah, it's on the corner.
Little Willy Wonka.
I just don't get it, because... I see in your cards you have fantastic skills. You're good with people. You know, you're a hard worker. You show up when you're supposed to. I feel that you are on your way at long last. It's under sure to come true. And, that woman that you work with, that ogre, you know. The biatch.
Which one? Oh, she has multiple ogres. She has multiple biatches.
Yeah, she's, don't use her as a reference. I think this is that one.
Oh, no.
Ever. No.
Yeah, I don't want to use Keaton as a reference unless you're trying to get a job in Hill. But
I really think a couple of men here, and this one is already looking for you as a prospective employee. So I bet we'll hear from you soon, because the Three of Clubs is there. That's a card that means on the way. I really think that you're going to be on your way very soon. And Jim's going to help you out here with a picker, a really good one.
I can't.
Yeah.
It is what it is, Deb. I don't pick. I'm going to go right
and
in.
And I swear, Andrea, you're going to eventually get married again.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, there's a lady, I kind of mentioned her a bit. She's in Florida, but this woman, when I would tell her that, she was so madly in love with another guy, and she'd go, oh, hell no, don't tell me about some other guy. I said, I really feel I need to, because he's your future. And eventually, her future knocked on her door. And,
oh, wow.
They have the most wonderful pictures on Facebook of the two of them engaged and the wedding's coming up. And I want so badly to type in there, see, I told you so, but I know I should just wish her well and all of that. But when these things happen, I'm like, yep, it was in the cards.
Wow.
Yeah.
All righty. Your angel card reading subject is wisdom. Everything has a place and a purpose. To be wise is to have great love, tolerance, and compassion for all things.
Well, good luck to you, hon. Eventually, something's got to give.
I know. Trust me. It's around the corner.
Yeah, well, you're working hard at it, so that's just, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Hard work pays off. I think that is not a bullshit cliche.
Yeah, you are letting the higher power know you want that job, dog.
Truth.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, thank you for calling. And appreciate it.
Yes. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, awesome.
Okay.
Man. You helped for many moons. Thank you. Yeah, I will tell you, these folks are holding for a long time. The first two callers, they were on as soon as they pretty much opened the gates. Before the show, long.
I think we should.
No, I'm just letting the folks know.
Yeah,
go
to it.
They do have a lot. We got a lot of show. But they have, there's a lot of patience there. And you know how sitting on hold on the phone, that really sucks. It helps that they're listening to a show. Because if you have to listen to hold music for 45 minutes, that can drive a man insane.
I think my chair has gone down.
Yeah, well, I think maybe you want to pretend you can suck it up.
Yeah, but I'm looking at us.
Okay.
I look like a little kid sitting next to you.
No, you're not like some big, tall, giant Amazon woman to begin with, you know, right? Okay.
Yeah, true.
All right, let's keep on in. We're going to go to area code 770. I believe that is in the Peach State of Georgia, 770. Welcome to the show, or is it? We'll see.
I saw that story. Oh, okay, hello. Hello, who's on the phone with us?
770.
Hi, Jumbo. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Yes, you're right, Jumbo. This is in the state of Georgia. Deborah, I have a testimony to give you. Last time I spoke with you, I was talking about the insurance, the dentist insurance woman. And you said, I don't think that she's out to get you. She's going to come through, and I want to let you know she did.
That's wonderful.
I have to let Deborah know that she came through and she did what she's supposed to have done. I got all of my money.
I am so happy for you. And your first again, hon, what is your name again?
Maddie.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maddie.
And I have a bizarre question to ask. I think you would consider it as paranormal. On Sunday evening, I had a few dishes in the sink, and I thought, you know what? It's late. I'm not going to wash these few dishes. I'm going to leave them in the sink. I get them Monday morning. So Monday morning, my daughter, she's here. And she came in before I got out of bed. And so later, when I got out of bed, I took care of me and went to the kitchen and thought, let me go wash these dishes. And there were a chewed up sandwich bag in the dish, under the dishes. And I thought, where in the hell did this come from?
Wow.
I know it's not mine. My question is, so I asked my daughter, I said, did you put that in the sink? She said, no, what is it? She pretended that she didn't know what it was. But my question is, do you think that she would do something like that? Or do I have a a ghost around.
You said it was kind of chewed up?
Yeah. It was kind of, it was one of those crinky, like a sandwich bag. You know how, you see bubble wrap?
Yeah.
And the small, but it was kind of one like one of those sandwich bags, and it had a red drawstring on it. And I thought, I just know it's not mine. And the only other explanation I could think of, I have a ghost in the house, or as she put it, that she playing games with me.
Hmm. How old's your daughter?
My daughter. Oh, she's 50.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean you're never too old to play games.
Is she a prankster?
Yeah, is she a prankster? Just seems like an old.
I know she can tell fibs.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. If you're going to play a prank, that's kind of, that's not even an awesome, fun, exciting prank, really.
No. And I thought it's my
it's
thing
weird.
Is if she is, I don't get it why
exactly.
She would be doing such a thing.
Exactly, yeah. If that's your prank, where's the punchline? That's what I would think. But usually a prank has some kind of a punchline. It's a gotcha. There's no gotcha here. That's just
no.
Weird.
And you do not recognize this.
You've never seen that material.
No, not mine. I promise you, it is not
never
mine. I have no clue where it came from.
Okay. All right, well, I don't know. Well, Deb's got the cards, so
I
defer.
Do, too, and so do some of the people on Facebook. They think she's playing with you.
Yeah, but that's a stupid game.
It is.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense, that game. I think I'll just put a pubic hair over here underneath this coffee cup. What kind of game? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's not going to be funny. Regardless, she's never going to say, gotcha, because it's like, well, you got me. You put some trash in there, basically. What does that get me?
You know, though, sometimes as we get older, we do things we don't even realize we're doing them.
Maybe it got there. Maybe
yeah.
She did put it there, but she's telling the truth because she doesn't
remember
or realize she did it somehow.
Yeah,
I even thought of that. I even thought of that.
As far as the way to, the proof of the pudding is, what do you see as far as the cards?
There's no maliciousness. There's nothing.
What should I say, malicious?
Well, like a ghost playing around with you. There's none of that.
Oh, okay. So you didn't see any paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. And I would, that would be kind of weird. I'd even want
to. It is bizarre.
I would like to say, you're kind of a lame-ass ghost, I would have to say. I would announce it. I don't even know what that means, you know? So you got to do better than that.
You know, the reason I said is the ghost, because one night, it's been a few years ago, my friend and I, we were having a long conversation about nature and birds and the bees, all about National Geographic. And I said to her, it's been a long time since I've seen ladybugs. Sometimes I would wake up some years ago and ladybugs would be in my bedroom. I said, it's been a long time. So about an hour got past, and I get ready for bed, and I'm, you know, you fluff your pillow and your sheet. And the whole bit, and you felt something. It's like, what's that? And lo and behold, there was a ladybug underneath my sheets.
They're supposed to be very good luck.
Yeah, it's those are like very, very. It's a very positive sign. They're very important to the ecosystem and everything. So that's, even though I don't want to see a bug in my damn bed, if it's gonna be a bug.
How did the bug get underneath my covers, under the sheet?
But if there's going to be a bug in my bed, ladybug, I can roll with it. We can get it outside. I don't want to kill it. Don't want to kill a ladybug. They do their stuff.
No, I did not kill it. I took it. Yeah. I put it on the bathroom counter and let it go. And not only that, when I came to my my office, the following morning, there was one crawling across my keyboard, and I said, "Oh, so they're in here." And I think I went to the car, and there was one crawling across my my windshield. I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, well, you know, but like I said, well, the bottom line is you didn't see it being paranormally connected. And even if, maybe even if it wasn't a cards and see, it was nothing ominous.
I don't think so. And she may be doing things like this periodically that irritate her about getting older, because we do have to be aware of what we're doing with things, you know. Also, I got to ask you, though, Maddie. Has somebody very close to you passed away where, because sometimes the spirit, those in spirit will come back as a ladybug.
Oh.
When that ladybug thing happened, I don't know how long ago that was, when that happened, had somebody before that semi-recently passed that was close to you?
No. The last person that was very close to me that passed was in 99.
Oh, that is many moons ago.
Yeah, that was my mom.
Oh, wow, that is a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. There have been family members. There have been family members since, but I weren't, you know, considered, you know, very close, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're good luck, and I guess you're supposed to put them outside and
well,
not
she took
kill
care.
Them.
She didn't
yeah.
kill it. She didn't kill it. Yeah, right.
No, I didn't kill it. No.
Like I said, like I don't want bugs in my bed. But if there's gonna be all the bugs out there, I'll roll with that one and figure out a way to get it out.
We've had so much rain that you know those big. Well, they call them water bugs.
They're like they're American.
But they're
cockroaches.
Like a giant roach.
They're like American cockroaches.
And
yeah.
people don't
oh,
know.
Fine. Those
are
the ones that fly, water bugs.
No,
they call them water bugs.
This is not a palmetto.
Ours aren't much for flying here in Virginia.
No, but they're big and they're coming in because it's so been so wet.
Yeah, they're.
Oh yeah, when it rains a lot, you do see them crawling around outside. Yes.
That's what they call them water.
Bugs. Yes, I had on Sunday I went out and I looked on my rearview mirror. On the side, and there was a green grasshopper. It rolled with me, there and back. I said, "Oh, my buddy is with me."
I remember one day on the way to work, I had a praying mantis sitting on the hood of that big old Chrysler one time.
That's right.
It hung out there for a little while.
A praying mantis? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got in the car to go to work, and there's a praying mantis on the hood. It was a Chrysler Cordova from the 70s, so the hood was like 1,000 miles long, and it was sitting out there chilling.
I like what the female like the way they think. You get what you want from that male, and then you just kill him.
Isn't that Black Widow?
Kill him up. You don't need him.
Praying mantises, there's a lot of bugs when they take them out, they take them out. Like hornets and stuff. They'll just rip them to shreds, boy. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so very much. And
I think it's yeah.
So at least you have no worries.
Right. It's not anything.
She probably put it down, not even a little absent minded. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so she,
sometimes that's very true. Sometimes we'll do things and have other things on our mind.
I do it all the time.
And not even aware, not even conscious about what you're really doing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't hang up. I just put her on mute. Yeah, didn't you put a TV controller in the refrigerator one time?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't find it, and then there it was.
But if I'm going to put something in a bad place, leave the refrigerator. That's a confined area. You're going to see that eventually. You're going to go in there and go like, hey, how's the controller doing in the refrigerator? And you'll be like, there it is. You would never look there, mind you, if you went on this big crusade to find the controller. You would never look there. There it is.
Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Maddie. You're just fun.
A national shout out to Virgil, who is from the UK, and he is here. All right, we have more callers that have come rocking and come rolling. Let me see where we're going. Oh, we're bouncing up the East Coast. We're going to area code 631, New York 631.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Who's where?
Hi, it's Suzanne. I haven't called in a long time.
Oh, my God. You just kind of gave me the shivers.
Why did she give
you
the shivers?
Because I just don't know her area code.
Okay.
But you came just in a flash on my mind. There you are. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Boom.
I'm moving. Yeah. I'm moving to Florida in 3 weeks.
Now, listen, that was in your cards. Do you remember? I kept saying you're
moving.
I don't know.
I still have to live with my aunt, get an apartment. They're expensive. I'm looking to meet a man there. I mean, I'm nervous. I'm going just with my car.
A lot of good people down in Florida. Yep. So you're just heading out by yourself or what?
My sister-in-law is going to go with me. We're going to take Amtrak. I'm going to live with my 88-year-old aunt. It's like get an apartment, and I already got a full-time job as a teacher aide. I can't retire ever unless
I
need somebody.
It sounds exciting, though. It really does.
Not really. So
no.
I'm going to be alone.
No, don't say that now. Words have energy.
What is wrong with that, first of all?
Of being alone?
Yeah.
She wants to have a companion.
I'm
a
just
partner.
Saying, but you know, I'm just saying. I mean, I know when I was born.
Yeah, everything's expensive. I don't want to live in a dump in a little studio in an apartment. That you have to have two people. And there is. I've been divorced 21 years. I don't have to be alone if I don't want to.
No, and you shouldn't.
Well,
have
I never
to.
Said you have to be, but I mean, if you end up being alone, it doesn't mean that you should figure that that God struck you with lightning in your, you know.
One of our Florida ladies is asking on Facebook, where are you going in Florida?
Yeah, imagine her asking that. She's in the land of the, what are they? No,
I'm going where cows and horses go, Inverness.
Where is it?
I don't know, maybe Catherine heard it. Where is that? Is that Panhandle area?
I don't know, it's never there.
Okay. How the hell are you going to drive there if you don't even know where you're going?
I'm not driving. I'm taking a train.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like getting on the Amtrak train. I'm going somewhere in Florida. Let's go.
Catherine says that's south of Ocala.
My aunt lives there.
I don't know what
she's
that means.
She's 88. I've been living with her. My mother lives in Ocala with her husband.
There you go.
Okay, well, they're good. I don't know where that is still. But.
I always said you were going to move, and you'd say, no, ma'am, I'm not moving. And I used to think, well, I'm sorry, but your cards say you are, so.
Truth.
So I moved to North Carolina. I was there about 2.5 weeks ago, but I couldn't get an apartment and a job in 2 weeks, three or four days. So while I was down there, I applied to Florida and got a job while in North Carolina and then went back to New York.
Up and down that East Coast. Up and down.
All right, what's your question for me, hon?
Well, you see it working out, me meeting someone nice and not having to live alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to live with my 88-year-old aunt until I get a dump of apartment.
That's a very good question, actually.
I'm not going to be near water, and I don't have a pool where my aunt lives, and there's no beach an hour and a half away. And I have to make friends, and I can't retire, so, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, yeah, hour and a half is not a nice striking distance to a beach. No. That would suck.
Well, you've got a man from your past here who came right out. He doesn't speak to you.
Well, they're not
going to
be going to Florida.
No, but he misses you. I just wanted to let you know that. He's missing you.
I didn't know you were psychic, too. How do you know he wouldn't be going to Florida? Or maybe he's already there if he's from the past.
Because who from the past is moving to Florida?
If they're from the past, how do you know where the hell they live right now?
Because I don't remember dating anybody recently. You mean when I was young?
Past is, I don't know. Yeah, after, but past could be 20 years ago. Yes, absolutely, right?
Yes. I'll tell you what's going to happen. I feel, looking at your cards, this is my perception, that is your, and first of all, I want to know, is your aunt mobile where you can take her places?
Yeah, she goes by herself, and she's got three sons. She goes camping in Italy. She got more to do than I do, and she has three sons who help her. I'm not going there to help her. It's just I can't pay rent right now anywhere. Because
most
of the places you got to show three times the rent as your income.
Yeah.
So let's say the apartment's $1,200. You have to show that you make $3,500. I might not be making that. And then also if you want to be on the cheaper places, I called Inverness, Florida. There's 400 people waiting.
Oh, damn.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, yeah. Fun times I'm going to have.
I see you going somewhere with her, like locally. Maybe shopping, or she's going to take you somewhere. And I see you meeting a very nice man while you're with her. And she strikes me as a woman that has a very assertive nature. Okay, that she, if she's got something to say, she's going to say it. And I think that she'd be your little matchmaker.
What's he like?
What's he like?
What is he like, Deb?
Well, you know what he's like.
What is she? Tell me, Deb.
It's not funny. Is he in a wheelchair and, you know, I got to walk him around?
No.
Well, I think that he has 3 eyes and 5 nipples. Nah, what do you got, Deb?
Most likely with my luck.
Well, you could put a ring in every single one of them.
Well,
yeah.
if you're into that ring thing, yeah, they could hang your keys, you could hang your keys on it at night. No, what do you got?
He's very nice. He's a real gentleman. He knows how to treat a lady. I don't know if you've had one of them in a while, but he's would definitely treat you with the utmost of respect. But don't get me wrong. I mean, you get him in behind closed doors. He's going to turn into a wild man, Suzanne. So
I don't know if I can handle that.
I have a feeling you'd be very ready for that. You'd be like, come on, big fella, let's see what you got.
Right on, cowboy.
So I really think you go to Florida. I know you're going there with, you know, less than, optimistic, viewpoint, attitude. But it's going to surprise you.
Well, at least you have a plan.
Yes. And it's
well, where am I going to live? After my aunt, I guess I have to live there for 10 years.
Well, I don't know. That might not be. Is that in the cards yet? Maybe it's too soon.
You're not going to be there long.
Okay.
You will not be there long.
I don't want a little dump.
No, of course.
Well, you could put nice wallpaper on a little dump or, you know, put flowers
no,
on it.
No, then I'm going from worse than I have here. I have a nice apartment here. You know, I don't want to live in a dump.
You know, the more you try to just take it one step at a time, the better it's going to work out for you. You go with
what
all
about,
these.
What about this person in the past?
He feels bad. He didn't treat you well. But he's not going to make any, gestures. I just wanted you to know that he's here. He feels bad. But the card of silence is with him, which pretty
does
much...
Is he like my girlfriend?
I'm sorry?
Does he like my girlfriend?
He feels bad about you. I'm not exactly sure what your circumstances were. Remember, I haven't read the cards for you in quite some time.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Florida last summer, and there was a man in Florida and he from the past, and he did like me and stuff, but then my girlfriend was there, and he didn't treat me very nicely, and then they started talking, so I don't know what's going on with that.
That's crazy stuff.
You know,
that would be a man from the past, wouldn't it?
That would definitely be, yes.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, remember Jim said he could be in Florida. I don't think you're going to connect with him, but I want to tell you something. This is for everybody. There's a place online called Coursera where you can actually get a degree in installments, you know, but you can take a class at a time. I took a free class called Irrational Behavior, and it was led by a professor who ran all kinds of experiments. One thing he said for women, you should always pick, now this is coming from him, from all of his studies that he's done, women should pick less attractive girlfriends or close friends, because when you go out, you want to be the shining star, not them.
We were both the same. She wasn't much better. We were both the same.
All right. Well, yeah. As long as you're...
So,
yeah, we got you. Also, it depends on how old you are.
And one of the people online is saying, she broke the girlfriend code, and you're still friends with her, right?
No.
No, good.
All right. Well, that is well played, then.
Very well played. So... I am seeing that you're going to actually contact us a while down the road, and you're going to say, Deborah and Jim, I love it here. This is amazing, especially because you'll have a man on your arm, one who really cares and loves you. So that's it's going to be worth the trip. Yes.
All right, because it's time to move. We got to keep on rocking.
You're welcome.
Don't leave. Don't touch that dial.
Yeah,
we have an angel card real quick for you. Subject is vision. A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself, though. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events. So you have the power, basically, guys. That's why I looked that up. You got a you have a big endeavor coming up. It's pretty. It's a big, bold step, but you have at least a plan. You have a job. You got a temporary place to live. That's actually having your stuff set up pretty nice. So you looks like you got yourself ready to go for success, and everything else should fall in place according to that card.
I agree. I think you're really on to something here. I do.
You're trying hard and you're smart. You're doing things smartly.
I really think so too. And in the right moment, the right man's going to be right there. Lots of right.
There was a weird comment saying that I should go out with people who are not as cuter than they are because, you know, I'm not ugly and people say I'm very pretty. So what did that have to do with her? We were both the same. You see what I'm getting
at?
No,
we're saying in general, somebody had not, it was somebody that had taught a course on the internet. They had said, if you're going to go running around with, you know, with your girlfriend.
I wasn't running around.
Well, that's a relative frickin' term, first of all, okay, running around. If you're going out with a girlfriend and there's a guy involved, you want to surround yourself with girlfriends that are not on the same level with you.
So you're not competing with them.
As far as beauty. Yeah. I think it was shallow.
And I have to compete with everybody. What, am I just going to have ugly girlfriends? I'm competing with everybody in life.
Well, you
might have a better, the guy might like their personality, too. It does, you know what I'm saying?
It is true. I agree that whoever that Corsair guy I think he had his head up the penis.
Listen, it's like, here's what I'm thinking. If you're
that
out
guy did.
Manhunting,
I agree with that, too.
Then it's different.
But I don't go out manhunting.
Well, maybe you ought to freaking do it a few times and things might work out better for you.
Yeah, get yourself a friend and go on down to Miami.
You want a man.
Daytona.
You want a man, perhaps you need to do some hunting.
Some hooking?
Hunting.
I thought he said hooking. Okay, yes, you're going to have to kind of be out there a little bit. You know, let them see you. I bet you are beautiful there, darling. And I guess she hung up. Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to make a disclaimer if we move on to the next caller. This is not a donut shop. We don't just take out things out of the oven that could be a turd and try to sprinkle little things on it and make it all happy and sunshine. All right? If we're going to tell you some facts and you don't like it, these are the facts. Here's the deal. Here is the frickin' deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pump sunshine up everybody's skirt just so you get a happy reading.
Yeah, I mean, and then here's the thing. You just said you really want to have a man and have a partner and all this stuff. And then you said, I don't go out manhunting. So I said, well, perhaps maybe you should then. It's like, hey, I sure would like to find a puppy. You know what? A lot of people don't throw puppies into your lap. Maybe you should get your ass out there and go puppy hunting.
Or if
or
a man
hunting.
Wants to go fishing, what's he going to do? Get a fish.
Yeah, you gotta,
he's going to fish.
You don't necessarily have to go hunting, but you need to put yourself in that area where there is hunting going on. If you're trying, to find a guy, I would say...
You guys, they're getting it.
If you lock yourself in a fucking closet, guess what? Probably not going to find a man. Not going to happen.
She's good at hanging up on me. Yeah, and Laura says she was spoiling for a row.
I'm always up for that. I had no problem with that.
If I was a man, I'd be scared to go out with her.
I'd go out with her and freaking, I would love to spar
with
a tongue spar. I hate that crap when
What's
they start.
Tongue sparring?
It's like fighting without verbally tongue sparring. Like with somebody who's all feisty and pushy and stuff. They're like, you know what? Fuck you. I can push right back. Yeah. So.
You know, there's something about New England. I'm not sure what it is. Lots of lovely people. But then there's people that are so pushy.
There's people everywhere on this planet like that. I don't care what part of the world you go to. you're going to find everybody says, oh, the people in this town are so great. Well, you know what? If you run around any town on this planet that much that has more than 15 people, you're going to find people that are asswipes. You're going to find people that are great, and you're going to find average people everywhere. It's not unique to a city. New York City is full of asswipes, but there's also a lot of nice people in New York City. You just remember the people that rub you wrong, you know? That's just the way it is.
But it's like they all have an edge, like those that come to us in majority. I'm not talking about the great ones that are, I feel, are in the minority. But maybe it's the lifestyle there. New York's got to be a really hard place to live.
It's hard as you make it.
Yeah.
If it was that hard, everybody would exit us and get the fuck out. So it's obviously not hard to live there because it's easy for people to move nowadays.
I think she should be thrilled at the idea to go to Florida. Yeah, you've got some wildlife there I don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah, she's not going to the fun place of part of Florida. That's what she's saying.
Where the alligators and everything.
No, there's, or beaches and resorts and fun vacationers. Yeah, I get that, but it's a start. You get your foot in the door, you know? She has a job.
I saw a guy in a parking lot on a TikTok, I think it was, and he was taking by the tail this big-ass alligator from out from under his car. And people were, like, watching, but nobody was very...
That's a good place to grab and drag him from is the tail because you're on the opposite end of the mouth. That's the part you're
And then those flying palmetto bugs. Yeah.
Everywhere he lives got some positive and negatives too, you know. People talk about...
Keep your bugs and your salamanders and your... What are those ugly ones that...
Everywhere you live.
Jim had this huge... What was that?
That was not even native to the continent.
What is it?
It is a green iguana. I believe it is from South America. Yeah. That's not even native to the continent. Well, it is not. That green iguana isn't, I believe, because they're green, because they're typically jungle. The ones that are on, like, Cuba and different places on the beach, their color is more beach-colored skin, yeah, not that bright green because of the jungle shit. All right. Area code 520, Lisa.
How are you?
We're doing
Hello there.
Rockin'ly rolling.
How are you?
We're doing pretty well.
You know, you keep life moving on this planet, I swear to God. Thank you.
Well, thank God for us, or the planet would die.
Yes, I am here to attest to that.
Is that all the way up?
Yeah.
You're very soft. You're soft-spoken tonight. We have our volume all the way up.
Really? Well, how's that? Is that a little better?
That was
good.
That was a
hell
of a lot better. Yes, indeed. You're good now.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm a little out of practice. I had to put my mouth up to the apparatus, and I haven't put any apparatus in a long time, so I'm a little out of practice.
Well, practice makes perfect now, doesn't it?
And putting your mouth up to the apparatus.
That's what I meant. Bada bing, bada bang.
Yes, how's it going?
This is what's going on. I survived the coffee, and it was, as you said, everybody was so kind and wonderful. And, the coffee. And then we spent the whole day. We just got in, and now we're going to have dinner. So I don't know, Deb, what is a card show? I mean, sometimes I just wonder, you know, I'm in it to win it right now, but I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder.
Why wonder why she went away, my little run away.
And one thing I did notice that my neighbor was very acting like we were a couple.
Oh, that's
Jesus
good.
Christ, are you freaking singing a song or what's
going
on here?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's great. So he didn't go running into the party like the last time, right?
Well, the last time this is a coffee shop, not a party.
Yeah, so, in fact,
what's he going to go run to? A bunch of people set at tables with cups? Hey, I'm going to go run in there.
So, in fact, he was greeted by some people, and then he turned around to look at me. He stopped and paused and looked directly at me. And I later told him, I said, you know, this was really one of the best times I've had with you, and we've gone out to a social thing. And so I had to tell him why. I had to break it down because he wanted to know. And then I told him, and it seemed to be okay. Like it flew, like it was okay. It was well received.
He is acclimating to the idea that the two of you are a couple. I mean, when we talked yesterday, we were saying that he's still learning. You know, men being gay with another man didn't require a lot of attention from him. Or, you know what I mean? He's finding men are low maintenance in the relationships he had. But with you, you are high maintenance. Yeah.
It's not necessarily the plumbing, it's the people. Because you can find women that are low maintenance, too. And he was going with guys that were low maintenance.
I think I'm low maintenance.
No, I'm just saying in general, that's not a gay thing.
No.
That's a person. That's the partner you choose are high maintenance, low maintenance, or average maintenance. So it just doesn't mean that because he was gay, all gay people are low maintenance. That's not a true statement.
But there were two men that have the same type of makeup, I think. And he told her, he said, I don't know why I ever became gay. He told her, remember, Lisa, and he told you?
I could have thrown out a few things. Well, maybe because you liked having your fudge packed, or maybe you liked playing the meat whistle, or maybe you liked having little danglers bouncing off your chin. I would have said maybe one of these three things is why. I would have just thrown those things up. That would have been my I would have just said maybe. Maybe these things are why you did.
You seem to know a lot about it.
I know a lot about it because you can do those things with the female on the other end.
Catherine wants to know, how do you become gay? Well, look at some TV shows that have been out there, like, what was it, Grace?
I think the real community is not becoming, they're born that way. It's a genetic thing. It's in their blood.
Will and Grace. Remember the
It's called a fiction, folks. Fiction.
He was, like, really gay.
Fiction.
But he wasn't gay. He was playing a gay man, and he went gay. And what about Megan, what's her name, that played the rich lady that was always drinking and taking drugs? She ended up turning gay. She is now a lesbian.
But doesn't mean she always was not one. She might have been fighting it. I think they're born that way.
Now, on Grey's Anatomy, we have two doctors. We have a bone doctor, and the other was a pediatric doctor. And they were playing a lesbian couple. Guess what? The lady with the beautiful long black hair, she cut her hair off, and she went lesbian. But she had a husband, and he was like, I don't care.
Times have changed. People aren't putting on the facade as much as they did back in those days. Nowadays, people are okay with not having to hide it. That's called hiding it back then. I'm going into Hollywood. I got this career. Not really accepted. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to have this fake husband. I'm going to go through the motions. Nobody has to do that anymore now.
Well, maybe because they did a lot of kissing and hugging and fondling on the show, maybe it's got him turned on. And maybe this guy that Lisa knows, maybe he found, release, maybe with other men. Yeah, Lisa.
We went off on five different tangents. We went on so many tangents, we almost made a full circle back to the point.
Yeah. Probably.
Almost went all the way back to the actual point. She wanted to know, what did you see future-wise here?
Oh, that things are going well and they're going to continue.
You didn't see any freaking potholes or...
I'm telling you, that accident has been a catalyst for your relationship. And I bet you feel it or see it now, don't you, Lisa?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes, like I was trying to tell him today, that I was trying to explain to him that the other day when we were in the backyard, he was becoming very amorous, and I was tired, and I was on pain meds, and it was a hot, grimy day, and I thought, you know, I can't be, I don't have the energy to go take a shower, and I need to be stepping out of the shower if I'm going to do something like this romantic, and I didn't explain it to him at that moment in time, and he was coming on to me, and he was being very touchy-feely. Then he followed me into the kitchen, and he was being touchy-feely, and I said, don't. And somebody explained to me that I should have told him at that moment in time that everything I just said. You know, it was a hot, grimy day. I needed a shower, and I just don't feel comfortable on natural.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but, you know, women say, don't touch me. And you guys, you women are the most moodiest sons of bitches I've ever seen in my entire life. But after a certain point in your life, when you start hitting like your late 20s and 30s, you kind of like, all right, that's just the way it is. Don't take it personally when that happens. Don't take it personally. Just the way it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. The nature of the beast. You have everything on life is great. You have the positives and the negatives on everything, you know, like when you have a cake is great, tastes great, but it's fattening and not good for diabetes and stuff. Women, they're beautiful. They're the opposite of us. They compliment us and everything, but they're moody sons of bitches.
Okay, here I got one, something for you. I went and looked for this.
What are you doing?
Brought up the Megan Mullally, whatever her name is.
Well, I know Lisa's dying to hear this. This really matters to her reading.
She got married to this Nick in 2003.
Who in the flying fuck are you talking about?
I forget her name on the show, but she was on Will.
Oh, we're going back to fiction shows here.
She said in an interview, and I quoted it, I consider myself bisexual, and my philosophy is everyone innately is.
Well, that's her. She said her philosophy. Okay. Yeah. My philosophy is she's full of shit. That's my philosophy.
Is what, gay?
Yeah, she says everybody. She says everybody on Earth is. It's that one chick. That's her philosophy.
You know what? I'm sure she's a
Rhodes Scholar, too.
What, Lisa?
Well, I don't know. I think that's where a lot of this might be. I read a science fiction book, and I can't remember who wrote it or... when did I read it? In the 70s.
Yeah.
Or, no, in the 80s.
Wow.
In the 80s. No, the 90s. Maybe the 90s. And
Pause, Lisa.
Projected into the future where everybody was bisexual. There were no marriages. And it's kind of like what we see in our life today almost, and where marriages are falling apart and a lot of people don't want to get married. And I remember in school, one of the teachers was telling us that if you look at these science fiction writers, a lot of the times that they're writing about in the future is actually becomes a reality.
A lot of it
and
does.
And so...
In the world, it does. That is a true statement.
I read that book. My mother had it on her bookshelf. And I read it, and I cannot for the life of me... remember the author or the title.
Well, the title was, Should It Be Wheat Whistle or Should It Be Whisker Biscuit? What shall it be? That is the title. Which one shall I have for dinner tonight? Whisker Biscuit or Meat Whistle?
Did it be Whisker Biscuit?
I shall have them both. I guess according to that book, you're going to have them both.
Or
you can have the Whisker
funny.
Biscuit on Fridays and the Meat Whistle on Saturdays.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't think of it.
I don't think it's important at all for the nature of this thing. I think somebody will look it up and they'll tell you before the show's over, or you'll find out another day.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody here is saying she always knew she was bisexual.
What? Rachel always said she was.
Wow.
That's all. That's Rachel. She always said she was.
And then Catherine is saying sex with women was fantastic. But having a romantic relationship with a woman feels extremely unnatural. for me.
Well, Lisa, I guess we just started a new show tonight. Now we're talking bisexuality, 2023 and beyond, bisexuality. Are you in or out?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a one-way Lisa. I'm just boring. I like my coffee straight with a little blonde in it, but my men, I love. I love men.
I'm not boring here. I am the same way. I am not going to go and take a toot on a meat whistle once in a while just to satisfy my curiosity. No desire to do so. Not going to happen. Not going to get mine played by a frickin' man, a hairy-ass man. Not going to do it. That's not my nature. If you want to do it, have it. I don't care what you do. If you want to have sex with an apple tree, I don't care. It's not my thing. I don't have to condone it or love it. You can't get mad at me if I say, I think that's crap. That's how I feel. But you do what you got to do. It's life. Hey, life, you do what you got to do. I just, if you ask my opinion, hell no. That's all I got to say. That's the name of that tune.
Well, I fooled around, but I never fell in love.
Really?
Yeah.
Fooled around and fell in love.
No. It was best friends. When you're growing up, there's that natural curiosity.
With a thousand girls. I loved them then. I'd leave them alone. That's that song.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Enough of the gong show, because I'd have been gonged for doing that, if everybody remembers the gong show. All right, Matt.
No.
The gong show would have gone.
Oh, no, hang on. I accidentally hit the music.
The gong show would have made you a goner.
Yes. Remember, sometimes they waited a while, and sometimes they nailed it quick. They would have hammered that gong, like, after the first few notes I blew. Yep. And I would have deserved it.
You blew some notes? Wow.
Oh, listen to her getting literal on me.
Hey, Jimbo, you blew something. Your lips are ready to go.
You have been in a very, very long dry spell, my dear. You're hanging on every word. You want to hump anything that looks long and erect. You are a very long dry spell.
Humpity dumpty dumpty humpity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's ride that camel.
It's like when you see those female dogs humping. It's like,
I like the
crap.
Two humpers. There's the one hump camel and there's a two hump camel. I'll take the two.
Yep. Two humps are better than one.
I want a hump coming and I want a hump going.
Hey, it's good to have a philosophy and a plan. I like it. She's a female. So, you know, I'm cool with that. You got to do what you got to do.
I think the point you brought up, I think it's a good one, that eventually the world is just going to be a big blur of in terms of sexuality.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so, too. I agree. Totally.
All right. Well, so thank you, Lisa, for opening up the door to bisexual exploration. You know, that was our plan tonight. We're going to have a topic discussion on that. We were going to have a topic discussion on meat whistles or whisker biscuits. That's good. You opened that door, too. What else? We talked about fudge packing.
We also talked about fudge packing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing all these subjects up. That was very entertaining.
Thank you for the titillating delicatessen lineup.
Why, sweetly. Only out here can you have today's hot topics, folks. You come here, you come now. You talk about the topics that are hot, things that are now in the news. Yes.
Hot.
What's the business now in the news?
Go.
That's right. Bearded clams.
Hot and
tomorrow.
Ready.
Are you having dinner tonight together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are you having?
Whisker biscuits?
Oh, yeah. And I think we're so boring. We have the same thing. He brought over some stuff, and I put it in the crock pot. It's pork. It's pork, those slices of pork, you know, where they slice it.
Is it the sliced tenderloin?
Tenderloin.
Isn't it the sliced tenderloin?
I don't think it's fancy like that. It's what you call those things when they're just sliced and then they put them in a package.
Would it be sliced pork gonads?
Yes, gonads to go.
Some people eat those things. You know what? A lot of people eat those things. Rocky Mountain oysters here.
I have not been so lucky to be introduced.
Yeah, neither have I. Nor, you know what? I don't plan on doing it.
And I don't want to be caught in an elevator where they've just eaten it and we're all smelling each other's breath.
Oh, God.
That is, can you imagine that? There, you know what? There was a question that somebody, here's a question that somebody threw out at work. It's like one of those just fun things. Would you rather, type question, would you rather be stuck in an elevator for 24 hours or would you rather be stuck on a Ferris wheel for 24 hours?
Oh, no.
Well, you got to
look at that. That's happening a lot today.
Both of them have their negatives and positives, right? Either way, somebody's got to go pee because it's 24 hours, right? But you got the elevator thing. Well, at least you're not exposed to the elements or if you're afraid of heights.
Oh, my God.
But you're also stuck in an elevator.
Hey,
but if you're
did you hear about
Ferris,
that?
Well, you could be sitting up there with the wind blowing. You could be getting nice cold and rocking.
And drippity drip. Hey, how about those people that were stuck up there for 3 hours?
Where?
It was on social media.
Was it on Ferris wheel?
I think it was the Ferris wheel.
Oh,
it was one of those big old ferry rides. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been
it was 3 hours. Upside down. They were stuck upside down.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a whole different ball game. Upside down, bam.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a whole different factor. That's got to really be bad fast. The 20 minutes could be horrible on that. I've been out skiing. I've been stuck on some chairlifts for quite some time, but it has not been 3 hours. Seemed like it, but there was some point where I thought it was going to be forever. And, you know, it gets cold up there after a while. And I remember getting ready, looking at the distance, looking at the depth of the snow, saying, I think I'm going to make the plunge and jump. I remember throwing my poles down.
Oh, my God.
Sure enough, that goddamn chairlift started up, so I had to go figure out how to go back and get my poles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I was contemplating. No. I can't stay up here forever. It's cold.
Here we go. I'm looking it up. It was a roller coaster ride, and they were stuck on a roller coaster ride, stuck upside down for 3 hours in Wisconsin.
I can't even believe, you know what? I can't even fathom that for 3 hours. I can't. Oh, you know what? I would get off, hopefully, if I didn't puke or anything and I got my bearings straight again, I'd be calling up some law firms.
Can you imagine?
I would be calling some lawyers. I'd be like, this is bullshit. You know, upside down for 3 hours, I'm throwing the bullshit flag on that. Somebody's going to pay for that.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do for 3 hours upside down? Isn't that actually going to make you pass out with your blood rush into your head or something?
Think.
I don't know. I don't ever want to do it.
I would tell all the family secrets. I would tell them anything they wanted to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be throwing them money and blank checks if I had them in my pocket. Get this thing down, you sons of bitches. Yep. All right, Deb.
All righty.
All right, Blog Talkers, thank you so much, Lisa.
Yes.
Thank you.
Things are going to continue very nicely.
Everything's going good and smooth.
Yeah.
You have no hurdles, no things to worry about, no pitfalls. That is good.
Very good.
And plus, you don't need all that shit when you guys are trying to physically heal. You don't need all the other crap, so that's good.
I know.
Derek,
you're right.
Lisa.
Hang on.
The book was called The Naked Ape, and it was written by somebody named Morris.
Okay.
It was in the 70s.
Lisa, you're the one that told us about this book?
Yes.
In the 70s?
Well, I think what happened was I may have found it at a bookstore a lot of years later. I think it was out for a while. I just randomly ran into it. And for some reason, I started reading it. And I was really struck by all the things that it was so foreign to me. The things that it's happening, we're surrounded by that, what they talked about in that book, surrounded by it.
It is interesting when you read those types of maybe science fiction or some type of futuristic fiction.
Yeah.
It's interesting to go back to some of those old books. A lot of times they miss it. A lot of times they nail it.
Well, it's written by Desmond Morris.
I don't know who the hell that is.
I found it, the Naked Eight. It's called a zoologist. I don't know. I can't see the fine print. A zoologist study of the human animal.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was some real bizarre stuff in there.
Okay.
To read about lesbians and their practices that they had, I never even heard of some of it. You know, it's like maybe 17, 18, maybe.
Okay. Well, those are interesting things. Well, we got to rock, my folks. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes.
Tomorrow, it is not a Friday or Saturday. Fridays and Saturdays. We typically try to stay on a little as late as we can, but things got to happen tomorrow. I put Lisa on mute, as we say, but she would not hang up on her. We got to rock. We got to roll. Let's say goodbye to our... We're almost always here on Wednesdays. Alternate Wednesdays. Facebook is like the questions for me. You're going to get a lot of them. You're going to get a ton of them tomorrow. You're going to get half the questions that are out there tomorrow. You'd be wise to come back and make the time. Set your alarm clock for those that are so far ahead. European and Australian continents. All right.